What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD. With me always is Houdini and Deepaw. What's poppin', boys?
How you doing?
Yo, what's going on?
Today, we're going to get right into it. We're going to be ranking the top competitors of all time with all sports. Did you guys have a hard time picking? I personally did. I feel like there was a lot of people to choose from.
Honestly, I'd be shocked if our one and twos are not the same.
No, honestly, like a lot of times, like this usually takes me a little bit, but I rattled off like seven or eight and I was like, all right, I can trim that down real quick.
Wow, really? This was kind of hard for me. I had like 12 people and like, I was like, damn, I like don't want to leave any of them out, but like I had to, because it's top five, but geez, you're making me nervous now. Normally I'm the one that always has like the more obscure things. I guess it's my generation because like I'm younger.
I think I probably rattled off 15 right away.
Yeah, exactly. You had to leave people off. I'll start this off, though. Number five, I'm already starting off with a wild one. I don't think he's going to be on any of your guys' list. Real big throwbacker, Mr. Ty Cobb. Weren't expecting that, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you why. The guy had a reputation for being a competitor back in the day. And back then, all of these guys... I don't know what that says. Deepaw's holding up a piece of paper. I cannot read that at all.
The prereqs.
My first prereq was it is gotta have that dog in him.
But no, back in the day, all of these baseball players, they were all dogs. They were all competitors, but yet Ty Cobb always stuck out. If you didn't know, he used to sharpen his spikes back in the day, and he would literally cleat people and just, like, jump at them with his leg and just cleat these catchers that just back reckless. Then didn't have the gear. So he would just cut them wide open just so he would be safe and they'd drop the ball. Not a great person, I will say that. We know that. His past and the way that he viewed life, he was not a good person at all. But the way that he played back then wouldn't fly into today's game. But nonetheless, the guy stood out from a huge crowd of competitors back then. So that's why he's my number five.
Nice. I mean, I respect it. I'm going to go completely, like, and you're gonna yell at me. You know, I always break these rules, right? I am going number five, hockey players.
Ooh, that's fine. It's all sports, man.
Okay. Yeah, like hockey players. But there is one I would like to discuss really quickly. His name is Terry Sawchuk, okay? And if you have a chance at some point, do me a favor. Type his name in, and Jedi, when we do, like, and you break the videos, put a video, or just put a picture of his face, okay? Just put a picture of his face, okay? I'm going to give you a couple stats on Terry Sawchuk real quick. He was an NHL goalie for 20 years for Detroit, Boston, Toronto, the Kings, and the Rangers for, like, seven games. Now, you might ask why for seven games, because he died, okay? But he was a seven-time All-Star, four-time Vezina, four-time Cup winner, right? Here are his career stats. You ready for this? This is the best, okay? 445, 336, and 171. 103 shutouts, a 2.5 goals against, a .907 save percentage. Are you ready? Without a fucking mask on.
Just a wild
that one. That'll do it.
Do me a favor, just Google a picture of his face.
He probably has no teeth.
What's his name again?
No
Terry
teeth.
Terry Sawchuk.
All right, there you go. Terry Sawchuk.
Yeah, cool, but hockey out. but hockey players are in general are my number five. Like I they don't miss shifts, man. Like they just don't miss a shift.
It really is crazy, and like, you know, football players are absolutely tough too, but you know, over the past like 6-7 years watching like a lot more hockey, it really is nuts like what those dudes put their bodies through, and they're out on the ice all the time.
Dude, it's just insane seeing a guy that like loses a tooth, gets it like stitched right there basically.
Yeah.
And comes out with like a gauze pad in his mouth and is taking a 60-second
throwing a
shit.
Forecheck, yeah.
Yeah. Like throwing bodies on a PK. It's insane.
All right, number five for me, a little bit different direction than Dino than with the hockey players, but Serena Williams. All right, so the prerequisites that I had three prereqs. Number one, you got to have that dog in them, and she does. Number two, you got to hate losing, and number three, walk the walk and they talk the talk. So Serena was GOAT. She was absolutely dominant and powerful, and there's never going to be another woman like her. So I got Serena at number five.
Number four for me, little bit now more recent of a player, it's Tom Brady. Love him or hate him, the New England Patriots for a very long time were the playoff team with a great chance to always go to the Super Bowl since 2001. And the common thread throughout all those years was Tom Brady. All right, Brady led the Patriots to 9 Super Bowls. He won 6 rings over 19 seasons, threw more than 70,000 yards. What was the game? What was the Super Bowl again where he came back and won? Was it against the Falcons, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they're down 28-3.
Absolute dog, dude. Nobody's able to do what he did. And like I said, love him or hate him, in my house, not a lot of people are fans of him. We're all New York fans, so we couldn't stand him. When he went to the Bucks, we liked him a little bit more. But the dude was just one of the greats, man. And he was a competitor if there ever is one.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if that Super Bowl was so much like Brady or just how poorly executed the Falcons' offense was in the second half.
Yeah, but every time Brady got the ball after that, he scored.
He scored. No, I get it. All right, my number four is Joey Jaws Chestnut. I'm dead serious.
That's not a sport.
Competitive eating.
Oh, my gosh.
He makes $500,000 a year. His net worth is $4 million. No.
Oh, he eats everything.
Look.
So
He's got a ton of Guinness World Records. Yeah.
So he's a 16-time hot dog eating champion, which is impressive because when Kobayashi was a 6-time champion, this dude came out of nowhere. But he quit his construction job to go into professional eating. I don't know who makes that decision, but he did.
And his agent.
Like, imagine telling your wife, like, "How I'm going to quit my job." And I'm just going to go into pounding face. Like, that's insane. But here's a couple of his 51 world records he holds. 5.9 pounds of a funnel cake in 10 minutes.
Ugh.
That's impressive. 47 grilled cheeses in 10.
Oh.
I like that.
141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Nasty. That's disgusting.
55 glazed donuts in 8. And then
I might be able to do that. No, I'm kidding. I can eat like 12 pretty quick, I think.
I might be able to do 55 munchkins.
True.
You know what I mean? And then this is my favorite one. 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes.
Well, it's like a hot dog, so he's probably just scarfing them things down.
You know? Correct.
I love it in that water, pick.
I wonder. Oh, he's definitely double fisting though.
Yeah,
I love that pick. That was a very underrated pick. Honestly, I completely forgot about him. Joey Chestnut is an American hero. I mean, what was it this past year during the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest? He was the only reason that it kept going. They were going to cancel it because of thunder. And he was like, no, this thing's happening. And all the fans got riled up. Year before, some guy protest comes on, goes in front of him, puts him in a headlock, and is down in hot dogs. Like, absolute American hero patriot.
Yeah, I mean, just a competitor, man. We're not going to let the rain affect us. And I was talking to Tommy about it because Tommy's convinced he could break some of these. And he was like, dude, Joey Jaws, bro. So I got to give him a little shout out because Jaws can eat a little bit.
Nice. All right, another change of pace from Dino's number four. I got Jesse Owens, Olympian, 1936 Berlin Olympics. You know, 4 gold medals. Truly awesome. I had to whittle it down to like one Olympian because like you could list a lot of Olympians, but I think what he did against the Nazis in 36 in Berlin, the ultimate competitor whenever the whole world was stacked against him. So I'm going Jesse Owens.
So what was the thought about not having Phelps on there?
I just went between Phelps and Jesse. I think at the end of the day, I went with like the historical aspect of it too, against like the whole world was so hyped up on the Nazis and like Hitler clearly didn't like anybody but the Aryans. And then Jesse Owens comes out and absolutely dominates the entire Olympics. So I think, yeah, the historical side of it.
Okay, I respect that. I mean,
But Phelps is on the honorable mention. I mean, he's number one on my honorable mention.
Yeah, I mean, Phelps had a ridiculous career. Right. But you and I know that history bit is a little important to us.
I love it. And, like, there's video of it, too. So, like, I think, like, that kind of sticks out in my head. Like, just, like, so historically cool.
I'm with it.
Number three on my list? Mr. Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame, by the way. You don't earn the nickname Charlie Hustle for not being intense, especially when your name isn't even Charlie. Pete Rose played every single out in his entire career like he bet his life on it. Ha ha ha.
Nice.
Good one.
Nice.
But no, I mean, this guy was in the All-Star game. He just absolutely trucked the catcher, ended the dude's career. And my one of my favorite quotes by him is says, "Don't sit on the train tracks when the train's coming through, because the train doesn't take any stops until it gets to his destination."
I didn't realize that ended that dude's career.
It did.
Wow.
I didn't realize that quote was by him and not Jack Parkman.
Jack Parkman makes the ladies in Cleveland puke.
I mean, look, dude, Pete Rose is he's a different breed. Like, that's a different breed of a baseball player. And he should have 100% be in the Hall of Fame. My number three is touchdown Tommy Brady. You know, I feel like if you're going to say Tom Brady, like, you got to say it in that Boston accent, touchdown Tommy. You know, Tommy Brady, my favorite quote, and this is all I'm going to say about him, asked which one of his Super Bowls was his favorite. He said the next one.
Savage.
I love that.
As much as I hate him, I mean, that's a great pick. He's on the honorable mention list, but you're right, man. He's probably the best football competitor and one of the best competitors of all time. Number three for me, another little throwback, but someone that was in popular culture for a very long time, Muhammad Ali, my favorite boxer, the best competitor, the all-time GOAT trash talker. Nobody could talk a talk like Muhammad Ali and play mental games too. Before that, athletes really didn't, you know, talk crap and get inside the mental side of games. Ali did it. You know, there's a whole social aspect of it as well too. But like hearing some of those audio clips of him going at somebody and then backing it up and in the ring, absolutely love it.
You know, I didn't know he had five losses.
Yeah, I think there were a couple early and a couple
early
late.
On.
Yep.
Early on,
but that stretch, yeah, completely dominant. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a different era of boxing. You're fighting Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
George
Foreman.
God, who's George
Foreman?
The
Foreman Grill guy.
Yeah, like that. That's just
Sonny
a
Liston.
Different breed.
Yeah,
that's heavyweight boxing at its finest.
Number two for me, Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant.
R.I.P.
I feel like I hope this was expected. I mean, Kobe's work ethic, it was just a legendary status, so there was nothing else. Everybody always knew he was going to be great. The dude never let obstacles get into his way. I mean, as he said it and demonstrated, he was a huge trash talker, and if he hits a wall, he was going to run through it for anything. And he was definitely fun to watch when he played.
Love it.
Yeah, my number two is also Kobe. If you've seen the Redeem Team, did you watch that on Netflix?
Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Yes,
right. Like that story with him and Pau Gasol is just different. You know what I mean? And like his famous quote of "Job's not finished." Like he's just a different beast.
One of my favorite athletes of all time. I hated leaving him off the list because the number one. I tried to go with the only one sport getting on the list. But love it, man. Absolute competitor and had that dog in him. I miss him. Number two for me, Tiger Woods. Completely dominant. All he wants to do is break Jack's record. He's completely driven. That stretch that Tiger had, that like 8-year stretch, will never be reached again. Nobody could touch him. Nobody was even remotely close to him. It was absolutely pure dominance. And you know, even though he doesn't have the majors, he's still the best golfer of all time.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Number one, this should be unanimous. I hope so. My number one, Michael Jordan.
MJ.
Absolute intensity pouring, just injected into his veins 24/7. The dude had six final appearances and won all six of them. Nobody else can say that. I mean, and he had a very calm public demeanor. I felt like publicly and like in interviews and outside of basketball. But when he was on that damn court, you weren't going to mess with Jordan, man.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan is my one. I have nothing to say. Yeah, the dude competed in quarters, dice, blackjack.
Yeah, like, that was awesome. That Last Dance documentary. Yeah, number one, MJ. I think the thing that kind of defines MJ the most and is like peak competitor is like refuse to lose. Dude just hated losing more. Like he loved winning, but he just hated losing more than he loved winning. And it truly shows, yeah, just the way he was able to will teams and just be completely dominant in the most crunch situations was unbelievable.
Honorable mentions for me, Brett Favre. Didn't make my list because I like Brady more. Muhammad Ali, D-Paul, I know you had him on there. Love Muhammad Ali. And then this one, I actually, while doing research, discovered this person. I didn't even know this person existed. His name is Gordy Howe, and he's a hockey player.
Oh, my God.
Howe.
Oh, my
God. Oh, Gordy Howe. There you go. I don't even know. I didn't even know who he was, bro.
Oh, Gordy Howe.
But apparently, his name is Mr. Hockey, and the dude never stopped skating. He had, like, 23-time NHL All-Star. The dude has all these records, except Wayne Gretzky beat him. You know, like, look, I'm not the biggest hockey guy. I'm not the biggest hockey guy.
Yeah, but, and I'm going to turn you into one.
But, no, I love hockey. I love watching the Panthers play. But that's about it.
Love it.
Sorry, I don't like the Rangers.
All right, so... So, my honorable mentions, I mean, we talked about it a little bit. Phelps, 20 years as an Olympian is insane. Serena, Tiger. And then the last two, I'm shocked, Jedi. Mariano didn't make your list. And the reason why I put Mariano on there, and I was having this conversation with my brother as well, is like, this dude for like 15 years was throwing one pitch.
Yeah. Couldn't be hit. Like,
yeah. You want to talk about the definition of competitor. Like, I'm throwing my cutter.
You know it.
The cutter's coming. Yeah. The analytics team knows the cutter's coming. And 47,000 people in the stadium know the cutter's coming. Hit it.
Can't.
And they couldn't. Yeah. And then my last one was Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues was 5'3", 136 pounds, and played in the NBA. And he averaged, like, 7 points and, like, 7 assists in his, like, 800-game career or something. And just, like, a sport that is dominated by tall, lanky athletes.
Yeah, like, and like, that just, like, you know, one thing that always stuck out to me, you know, growing up in the 90s, watching John Stockton, and he always looked so small.
Yeah.
Dude's, like, 6'5". And he just looked like a normal sized dude running around in the NBA. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then I would have put Iverson on my list, but he didn't like to practice, so like can't really do that.
Nice.
But the Serena one was the one that was kind of like I thought she should have been on my list.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced if she punched me in the face, she'd knock me out.
It's hard to disagree with that. I might be knocked out too.
Here's the question. Can you return her serve?
No.
No.
No shot, right? Chance. It's like 120, no. Right? That's no. What I'm saying. I think I get wood on it, though.
My honorable mentions, Michael Phelps, Kobe Bryant, and touchdown Tom.
Tommy.
Great three. Well, that was our ranking of the top competitors of all time. That was our top five. Put it down in the comments. What is your top five for the top competitors of all time? We want to hear you. We'll give you a shout out next time. You can find us at Hot Shots Podcast on all social media platforms. So subscribe and follow there. But other than that, we'll see you next time.